Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wida Hargens, and she is the Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Wida.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good, and great. It is such an exciting time of year. I know that the kids have probably been bouncing off the walls, but many of us are bustling around, and there are so many things that you have planned also. So let's start with this coming Saturday.
This Saturday is an exciting day for Atlantic. We have the fireworks and the lighted parade that start at 6 p.m. in downtown Atlantic. And before the lighted parade, Santa will be in his cabin from 3 to 5:30, and there'll be complimentary carriage rides. Those are provided by Wells Fargo, First Whitney, and A to Z Farms, so you can jump on that carriage up at City Park and then take it downtown, see the, just kind of stop, shop the storefronts and then stop into Santa's cabin.
And I think the Coca-Cola Museum is going to be open and serving Coke and cookies. I believe she told me that during that time.
Yeah, we have several downtown businesses or storefronts that either partner with civic organizations or just do it themselves, and they usually provide some sort of a treat or kind of a warming station mm-hmm. during lighted parade so people can stop in, warm up, have a Coke and a cookie.
And visit with folks. I think that's part of that holiday spirit, is kind of go down the street and see who's there and kind of stop and visit and so on. So Saturday, Santa's Cabin, carriage rides, and then after the parade, which starts at 6, after the parade, you have?
Oh, well, actually, the fireworks start kick off the parade.
Okay, not after. Okay.
Yep, we have fireworks over the Historic Depot, so if you're somewhere and you see those fireworks, you know to get downtown to watch the parade.
Good point. That's a good way to kick it off. So that's always spectacular. You know, I think it's perfect if there's just a few light, pretty snowflakes, not many. But,
I would
agree. Whatever, well, you can't control that much. But
it makes all the lights a little bit more sparkly and everyone a little bit more cheery.
You bet. So downtown is so pretty anyhow, and then you add the lighted parade. That's pretty special, mm-hmm. Wida. Okay, and then on Sunday, you still have special events going on.
Yeah, Sunday we have the holiday concert. It starts at 3 p.m., and it's at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. New this year, I shouldn't say it's new this year. We started this last year. It's more of an interactive concert for the entire family. So Kevin Ferguson's there, and he reads the kids the night before Christmas on stage. And it's a little bit mix of new and old Christmas. So it's fun for the whole family, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's sponsored by Ampies. We're very fortunate to have a good sponsor, have a great sponsor every year, and I really encourage everyone to come out. It's, like I said, it starts at 3 o'clock, and bring the whole family, because it's kind of evolved over time. The holiday concert was a lot of really traditional music, and this new format, BJ Hart is the coordinator of the concert. He's really, like I said, brought in a lot of new holiday music, and he does a great job of blending it with that mm-hmm. traditional mm-hmm. as well.
And there's going to be a special announcement that afternoon.
Yes, the holiday concert, we take that opportunity to present the Christmas Angel. The Christmas Angel is an award that we give out every year. It's a tradition in Atlantic. It recognizes and thanks an area resident who symbolizes the true meaning of the season, someone that has the holiday spirit all year long, putting people first, spreading generosity, sharing the holiday spirit. It's really kind of a neat thing, and the holiday concert is a perfect time to recognize that person.
You bet. And then the Scrooge contest, we'll already know who Scrooge is, but I think you're going to kind of recognize Scrooge again.
Yeah, well, the Scrooge contest winner is the Grand Marshal in the Lighted Parade on Saturday before, but we've decided this year to also recognize him at the holiday concert, and that's something new. We just thought that they deserve that additional recognition, so mm-hmm. we'll also recognize that person at the holiday concert.
Yeah, so a really pleasant afternoon. Mm-hmm. Just if you aren't already in the spirit, by the time you have attended that, you will really be in the spirit. Now, we mentioned Santa's Cabin on Saturday, but Santa's Cabin is open quite a few times.
Yes, it's open the next three Thursdays from 5:30 to 7:30. So that'd be December 3rd, December 10th, and December 17th. And like I said, that's from 5:30 to 7:30. Santa will take visitors. You can get a free hot cup of cocoa and take a bag of popcorn home with you. And you get to sit with Santa and tell him all your Christmas wishes. He will also be in his cabin on Saturday, December 12th, and Saturday, December 19th from 1:30 to 3:30. I know that's a lot of times I'm throwing out there, so you can always stop into the chamber and pick up a Christmas brochure. You can find them at a lot of our local businesses, or you can look on AtlanticIowa.com and look for those.
Kind of a light green trifold with a Christmas tree shape on it. It's it says Christmas in Atlantic. Yeah, pick one up. I got some early, and I just kind of open it up and put it by my calendar and go, okay, these are things to remind me that these special events are going on, because you just want to be a part of all that kind of happening stuff in the community.
Atlantic's a great place to be for the holidays, that's for sure.
Let's mention again, you've mentioned them related to this Saturday, but the carriage rides, they go on other times too.
Yes, the carriage rides are on Saturdays as well. So it's this coming Saturday for the lighted parade, from 3:30 to 5:30, and then on Saturday, December 12th, and Saturday, December 19th, we will have the carriage rides from 1:30 to 3:30, so they coincide with Santa's cabin.
And, you know, and that's it's a way to get from one end of the street to the other, but it's just sort of, again, adds to that holiday spirit, I think. You know, usually there's some jingle bells going on, and, you know.
Yeah, it's really fun to, you know, come visit Santa and then hop on the carriage ride and take a stroll through downtown and then get off that carriage ride, and as you window shop, you can go into those stores and do some holiday shopping.
You bet. Do you know who will be providing the carriage rides?
The carriage rides is actually provided by A to Z Farms, so Zelmer Farms. They're also a sponsor, and they provide the carriage rides.
Okay, so just fun to see those great horses going up and down the street.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of stuff going on, and again, as you said, you pick up a brochure either at the chamber or at the participating businesses. And let's talk a little bit about Atlantic Cash.
Yeah, great. Atlantic Cash is the perfect gift. I mean, it's basically your gift certificate to Atlantic. There's over 200 businesses in Atlantic that accept Atlantic Cash. You can pick them up down at the chamber Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. If you have a lot that you want to pick up, I will give us a call first and we'll have them ready for you. They're really great to give that person that you just don't know what to get. And just finishing Small Business Saturday, you know, Atlantic Cash is great because it keeps all that money in our community, keeps it local. So really, you're giving a gift to someone else, but you're also giving that gift back to the community by keeping those dollars local.
Are there any special amounts? I mean, like, are there 5, 10, 25, or are they all, you know,
Atlantic Cash comes in 20s and 5s, so you can pretty much get it in any denomination that you like.
Okay.
For the most part.
Add it up for a great gift. But, you know, even for a child, I think, if they open this up and they have a $5 Atlantic Cash to shop where they want to shop, that has to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So a great kind of gift to give. Now, I want to back up a bit. The recipe walk has already been held, but if you missed that, I'm guessing you still have some copies of those recipes at the chamber.
We do have copies of the recipe at the chamber. If you would like some, you can just give us a call, and we will make sure we have them, or just stop down and we'll get them to you. Also, a lot of our participating businesses, there was 7 or 9, I'm sorry, I can't remember. I believe they probably still have those as well. So you could stop in there, but we're happy to provide them at the chamber as well.
You could get them all then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. One stop for recipes.
Yes, one stop shop, so to speak. So just great things going on. And of course, this as usual, you know, you have folks there, you and Kate and Bailey kind of heading all this up, but it takes a lot of other people to make all this happen.
Yes, it does. We're very fortunate to have great sponsors, and a lot of times those sponsors help us volunteer, but it takes a lot of volunteers to make all these Christmas activities happen. I was actually just on the phone with my mother last week, and I was kind of going through all the stuff that we do in Atlantic because she lives in St. Louis, and she was like, wow, that's a lot. You guys have a lot going on for the three of you girls to do that, and I reminded her that, you know, it takes a lot of volunteers as well. So if you're in that holiday spirit and you want to help with Santa's Cabin or the concert or anything, just give us a call. We'd be happy to have you join us.
Okay. And I just, you know, we're talking about Atlantic, but, you know, there's other towns having a lot of other stuff. You could go from one town to the other and just enjoy all of that in our communities. So we want to thank you very much, Weta Hargens, for visiting with us today.
Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's the thought. The excellence of a gift lies in its appropriateness rather than in its value.